Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out for joining me on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I don't take it lightly. We wear so many hats and we are all so very busy. But I thank you again for joining us on Fire to Inspire. Tonight we have a really great show planned for you. But before we do that, we want to thank our sponsors for taking the time to sow into us each and every month. We have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And I'm telling you, this is a great read. You can find this book on any of your online bookstores. And it is available. It's a story about how God delivered her son from an addiction to alcohol for over a decade. So I'm telling you, great read. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. His CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. He is also the composer of the song that you hear, the jingle itself. I wrote the words and he actually did the music. Then we have Unique Expression by Design, where they take care of your custom products, whether it's personal or business products, they can take care of you. If you need t-shirts, mugs, pens, journals, they have you. They can bring your, make your desire or dream a reality. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is located at 1501 Highway 138 beside the Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia. They're located inside of F&D Beauty, and Ross specializes in all your hair care and beauty needs, anything from relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins. If you need it, she'll take care of you. Tell Roz that Miss On Fire to Inspire sent you. Then we have Partners in Children's Safety, Inc. Their mission is to strengthen the community by reaching children of all ages and an early age with positive safety educational programs that will help navigate through life with positive and effective alternative safety solutions. You can follow them on Twitter at PICS. And that's as if P as in partners, I as in N, C as in children's, S as in safety, and then OFL. And also on Instagram under Jennifer Fontenot, and that's Fontenot. And finally, we have PrintTara.com, who's your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So if you have any of our sponsors, you go and visit any of them, you do business with them, let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. I'm telling you, we have a great show planned for you tonight. The topic is 7 Steps to Courage, and we are awaiting our guest to arrive, Ms. Ann White. She is a TV host at Atlanta Live. She's an author. She's a mother. She's a wife, a missionary, a teacher, an entrepreneur. She's the founder of In Grace Ministries. And I'm telling you, the lady is phenomenal. And she wears many hats, as you see. So we are waiting her arrival. But while we wait for her arrival, I tell you, I am so excited about the things, the testimonies that I'm getting back from people who are stepping out on faith and doing what God is calling them to do. I'm getting all kinds of things. I'm hearing people say, Miss On Fire to Inspire, I'm telling you, you know, you're such an encouragement that as I listen to the guests and I listen to you each and every week, it's like it's just empowering me to come out of my comfort zone. And when you get testimonies like that, I tell you, it can't do anything but bless you. So I'm elated, and, you know, keep the testimonies rolling. So if you send me inbox, email me, whatever, share those testimonies, because I'm excited and I'm celebrating with you. as God continues to bless you as you step out on faith and walk in those gifts and those talents. Because my desire is for you to walk in every gift, talent, and ability that God has given you. It's time to stop existing and start living the life that he has created for us to live. I'm telling you, a couple months ago, God said, it's time to awaken. It's time to arise. And it's time to move in everything he's called us to. So if you're one of those people that's been procrastinating or just allowing things to hinder you, no more. It's time to walk in every gift and ability that you have. So each and every day, I want you to make it your business to do something. Take out a journal and make a little log of what you're doing, and you will see the growth. And before you know it, you will actually reach that end result, because we're not operating in fear. Fear and faith can't dwell together. So what we are doing, though, we're walking in the faith, we're walking in that courage, and we're walking in every ability that God is giving you. You have boldness on the inside of you. You have greatness on the inside of you. So arise, awaken, do what you got to do and make that happen. So if you are here, Miss Ann White, press 1. We'll go ahead and bring you live so that we can go ahead and start the interview. We have had some great, great opportunities to interact with the community lately. We've had some compilations. We had an opportunity to do some school in Huntsville and there have been so many school supply drives and different community programs where they have people fortunate being able to help single mothers. So we thank each and every person who has donated to these organizations and being able to help. Thank you so very much. And if you just joined us, please press 1. But I'm telling you guys, it has been such a blessing to see that people are empowered and doing what they are created to do. I personally do a little acting from time to time, and I had the opportunity to do a trail on Sunday, and I'm telling you, it was so much fun. One thing about living the life you were created to live, you are like completely enjoying it to where you don't feel like you're working. I mean, the entire cast, as we were doing this trailer for the Kingdomwood movie festival, I'm telling you, it was just like just powerful. So I'm telling you, everything that God has called you to, you're going to be excited, you're going to be elated, and you're not going to feel like you're working. So if you're the person that God has said, okay, it's time for you to step out your comfort zone, and it's time for you to walk in, okay, let's do a little acting on there over here. If it's time for you to write that book, what you waiting on? What are you waiting on? If it's time for you to go back to school and heighten some of your, you know, sharpen some of the things that you're wanting to do that you don't know a lot about, just do some research. Everything is on the internet these days. So there's no excuse. It's time to live the life you were created to live. No more existing. None whatsoever. Let's see here. We have one more time, each and every sponsor, we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. They have phenomenal audio jazz CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. You have Unique Expression by Design, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, Partners in Children's Safety, Inc., and PrintTower.com are our sponsors for tonight's show. And we thank each and every person. Thank you so very much. If Ann has not joined us, we're going to move on and go live, and you guys are going to be my guests tonight. So if Ann White has joined us, please press 1. We'll bring you live. Otherwise, we are going live and going in a different direction because, you know, we know that everybody's busy. But we're going to do what we were called to do and empowered to do. So I am going to speak on courage. And as we wait on her, and if she don't show up, that's fine. You know, things happen. You know, she may have been called to her show because she is a TV host as well. So I'm telling you guys, one thing about walking in that courage, as I said, you know, you come out of that comfort zone and you just take that one little step, I'm telling you, you're so amazed at the outcome when you do it. I mean, you, at first it's like a little sensation of fear, and then you just say, you know what, I'm going to do this. And when you step out and you do it, it's just a whole nother, it's an enthusiasm that come over you. It's just, it's sometimes you're speechless about the whole thing. So I don't know who I'm speaking to. I don't know who this is for. But if you know that you are about to do something and you know it's been in your heart to do it, the time is now. You've gotten your green light. It's time to press that go and go. It's time to do it. First, one, if you have a question or a comment about anything we've discussed up until this point, because I want to hear some comments about what people are doing right now. What are you doing out there to pursue your dream? What are you doing out there to pursue your passion? What are some of the things that you're doing? Because I promise you, your testimony is going to bless somebody else. Like I said, me personally, I just finished a trailer, awesome cast, finished that up on Sunday. And then I am working on book number 4 and just completed short story, working on a couple of children's books as well. So, you know, you may have multiple births happening at the same time. So what are you doing? What are you doing to empower yourself to realize those dreams and those gifts that God has given you? Are you sitting on your hands? Are you sitting on your talents? Because someone's waiting on you. Someone's waiting on you to press that go and just do it. You know, we got to take on the mindset of Nike. Just do it. No more just, you know, thinking about it. Just do it. You know, sometimes you think too hard, too long, and you talk yourself out of it. Why? And many times you sit and listen to what other people say. God gave that to you. He didn't give it to other people. So they may not understand why you feel the way you do. They may not understand why you're passionate about something that makes no sense to them. But it's not for them to understand, and it's not for them to realize. It's for you to realize who you are, whose you are, and walk in it. Because once you complete that, the person who's waiting on you is going to be blessed. They are going to completely be blessed by it. And if you've joined us, press 1. We are talking about the subject of courage, walking in faith, walking in your purpose, walking in your gifts and abilities, and your talents today. We were awaiting our guest of Atlanta Live. She's the she's a mother, a wife, a missionary. So like I said, she wears so many hats. So we are awaiting her arrival. But until then, I want to hear from you. So if you are walking in your purpose or you're working to pursue some of the things and gifts and abilities that God has called you to, press 1. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're doing because, again, you will bless someone else. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening. Good evening. This is Prophetess Angel Henderson.
Good evening, Prophetess Angel. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. So what are you doing to pursue your gifts and talents?
Well, I just love that topic tonight because I'm getting ready to release this book. I released it some years ago, self-published, called Nurture and Develop Your Gifts and Multiply Your Talents, because God spoke to me concerning, you know, people, usually they pursue money or they pursue people or they pursue both, but everybody was born with a gift and a talent. And if we would just, you know, chase those things and do those things, then you're going to be successful. You know, you might reach, it might just be your community, it might be nationwide, worldwide, but you will be successful, and that is what God gave you to do, you know.
Yes.
So I thank God that almost 6 years ago, I was, you know, born with sickle cell disease, but I always say that I was born with it, but then I was born again, and I understood that Jesus Christ shed his blood for our healing over 2,000 years ago. So I became an advocate for people with born with sickle cell disease. But as I tried to work with other people in the community, I met a lot of resistance, and God is like, I didn't call you to the community to advocate for more, you know, medications and stuff like that, but I call you to the community to give people hope and for you mm-hmm. to let them know that, you know, Jesus is the healer. There is a cure, mm-hmm. and it's the blood of Jesus. And so mm-hmm. Doing that, you know, I spread awareness, you know, so that people can know about these people, but also, you know, give them hope, give them courage, give them strength, and let them know that through Jesus Christ's blood, you know, that you can be healed. I've been blessed to, I've written a children's book called Jeffrey's Story, A Time of mm-hmm. Sickle Cell Crisis. And it yes. educates on sickle cell, but it also teaches about your healthy eating habits and drinking water and all those things, because there are many ways that you can be cured and you can be healed. And mm-hmm. I believe, and I know, not just believe, I know that eating healthy and eating right is one of those ways, because God has already provided healing aid out there for us, where our body can heal itself through rest and mm-hmm. drinking water and eating properly. And so that's another way, you know, that I share with the community. And I've been blessed recently to start my own radio talk show called Totally Healed. And okay. like I said, I will spread awareness, but the point of me spreading awareness is also to, you know, because people's mind have to be renewed. If you've been told all your life that there is no cure, there is no cure, and, you know, you've read all these things in books, then after a while you're going to believe that. So we mm-hmm. have to, you know, spread the awareness to renew people's mind, you know, mm-hmm. and bring them up, so they can begin to believe that they can be healed by the blood of Jesus. And so God has blessed me to create, you know, characters. And these characters represent hope. Silly Cell is a character of hope for children and adults born with sickle cell disease. And then recently I created the male version of Silly Cell, which is Tillo Cell. And I'm getting ready to market them like, you know, Minnie and Mickey. But it'll be Mr. Tillo Cell and Mrs. Silly Cell. And so she'll be representing, you know, hope, and he'll be representing for King Jesus. So I'm excited about that. Excited about
amen,
all those things.
Amen. Well, that is something to be excited about. And I thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, because, again, you've encouraged someone else to pursue their dreams, whatever their dream may be. You know, many times people are like, well, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And we talk ourselves out of what God has called us to do, you know, to do. But he's already equipped us. All we do is walk in it.
That's right. That's right. And we got to, you know, believe in ourselves. Yeah.
That is so true. So true. Believing in yourself is the beginning of it. First, you got to shift your mindset. And after you
That's
shift
right.
your mindset, now you got to believe in yourself to know that you can do it, because he's already, you know, I spoke one time before. I told people, I said, you've already been qualified to be the person that God created you to be. But he's already pre-qualified you to be the person he's called you to be, but you just not walking in it. So all you got to do
Amen.
Is walk in it, because it's already on the inside of you. So my little short story that I just completed is entitled "You're Already Qualified." So I'm so excited about
wow.
that. You know, because we
that's
are. Amen.
That's
well,
powerful.
Thank you so very much. Do you have anything else to add to that? How do we follow you?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, which is Tillo and Silly Cell. You spell Silly, it's pronounced Silly, but it's spelled with a C. Tillo and Silly Cell Sickle Cell Foundation International. If you Google that or Google my name, Angela Woods or Silly Cell, all of my pages for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram will come mm-hmm. up. I'm just, you know, excited about your, you know, topic tonight, you know, and mm-hmm. about people having that courage. And, you know, like yourself, I hear you always say that you are a midwife for people's mm-hmm. gifts and talents. And you know, I can relate. I feel like that too, you know, that I've been called to help people develop and nurture, you know, their talents in the body of Christ. Because I just want to say to your listening audience, you're needed. You got something that somebody needs. So don't think of what you have as being insignificant, because you're just as, the pinky is just as important as the thumb. You know what I'm saying? The toe is just as important as the feet, you know. So I just want people to know that they are significant. It might seem like, you know, a small detail, but all of it come together and work for the good.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for sharing the information with us this evening.
No problem. Thank you for having me and opening up the lines.
Yes, ma'am.
And you be encouraged. I just want to say to you, you know, that I just think you're doing an excellent job, and I'm proud of you. You know, as one of my little sisters in the body of Christ, and just want to encourage you to keep going. You know, you are really doing some great things in the body of Christ, and I want you to continue to be encouraging. I want to let your audience know, watch out, because greater and bigger things are coming from Miss On Fire to Inspire. This is just the beginning.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you know, you just reminded me of something. This week, August the 3rd, the week of August 3rd, was my 1 year anniversary of being on Fire to Inspire as a network by myself. So thank you so much. You know, God gave me this platform of, well, he said I had to go into radio in 2014, December the 9th. I, you know, walked out on faith and I did it. And I thank God for the network that, you know, let me on his heart with them. And then after about 7 months, God said, okay, take the training wheels off. You're doing it on your own. I'm like, what? But without any delay, you know, August 3rd, I launched on my own. And ever since he said, do this assignment, I have gone every single week since December 9th, 2014.
Wow.
And then 2015,
awesome.
August 3rd, on my own. So I give God glory. And for whoever that was for, you know, you never know who may be desiring to do something. And this was not something I knew to do. I was an IT person in the back, you know, and then, you know, just doing so many other things I'm gifted with. So, you know, thank you so much for that. Because, again, sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you be encouraged. And that's, you know, that's an accomplishment to say that you haven't missed a week since you started. You know, that's courage right there. All by itself, because I'm pretty sure all kind of obstacles and all kind of distractions tried to come your way, but you overcame them, you know, by the blood of the Lamb. So, you know, that's just amazing. You know, that's just, that encouraged me, you know, just to hear that, you know, keep going, you know, just keep going. Somebody might think, well, you know, that's nothing, but that is something. You know, when you see the graduates get up there and they get that award for never missing a day of school, you know, we applaud that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we have to also applaud a person who started a show, praise God, and you've never missed a week. That's a blessing, and I pray God continue blessings and continue success on your show. And like I said, better things are yet to come, and I look forward to seeing it and being a part of it.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And it is already here for us all. All we got to do is walk in the greatness that's already here. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
All right. God bless you. All right, guys. I want to hear from you tonight. I guess she got tied up. So you are my guest tonight. So we're talking about walking in your gifts and talents and, you know, stepping out in that boldness that's already on the inside of you and walking in courage. You know, sometimes things may not be something you totally understand, because when God told me to go to radio, I was like, what got me? What? But and just for many of you that don't know about the show, and I see another person I'll bring you on in just a second. You know, when God told me to do On Fire to Inspire, it started out as a book, and I released the book May 31st of 2014. And so initially I kept telling God what I wasn't. And he was like, if you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And when you take me out of the box, then you can walk in everything that I've called you to. So I decided to be obedient, because one of the things he also said to me was, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. So So I what can you say when God tells you something like that? So I come out of the comfort zone, did the book in the end of May, and then he said, okay, you're called to radio too. And when he said that, I was like, what? He said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so May 31st to December 9th, you know, I kept back and forth. Oh, I don't want to do this. And he said, you got to. So I did it, and I'm so excited about it because I get so many testimonies, like what Prophetess Angel just shared and the next person that's going to share with us. You know, I hear people all the time saying, you don't know what you've done for me, just to hear the words of encouragement, the words of inspiration, and it's nobody but God. Being able to be on the air for almost 2 years nonstop, December 9th will be 2 straight years for every single week. That is God. That's not something that Aaliyah Butler did. That's all God, and I'm just pursuing him and doing what he said do, and that's what he's called you to. Do whatever it is he placed in you. But we're going to bring our next call on and see what he's doing, or she's doing, he or she is doing. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Well, great evening, Miss On Fire to Inspire. This is Dr. Ann Womack, the Urban Leadership Strategist.
Good evening, Dr. Ed Womack, relationship urban leadership strategist. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic and just really ecstatic this evening. I was listening in, and you know the devil is a liar. We ain't playing with him this evening, so we gonna keep
really
things
ain't.
Moving.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes,
and
we are.
You know, based on the topic that I heard, I was like, oh, well, what? You know, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So here I is, and it's a great opportunity because saw the topic of your expected guest, and I said, okay, well,
mm-hmm.
I would like to hear what he has to say. And
mm-hmm.
as you know, but some of your listeners may not know, I'm in the final stretches of releasing my latest book called Use What's Left, and I thought, well, I'll be darned. How about that? Look at God just mm-hmm. making room for introductory mm-hmm. presentation tonight.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So I am.
So do you have a release date, Doc?
I absolutely have a release date. I have pre-sale orders will start on August 15th. So August 15th,
okay.
Pre-sale orders will begin. The actual mm-hmm. launch will take place in Dallas-Fort Worth on September 17th. But I will have physical
okay.
copies available well in advance of that. But, yeah, we're going to promote a special pre-sale starting August 15th, and I am just, oh, my God, I'm beside myself, to be perfectly honest with you. Well, first of all, the title of it, you know, and as I was listening to you and Miss Angela chopping it up, and you were talking about how you've had to pick up the pieces on occasion and move
mm-hmm.
into obedience for things
mm-hmm.
that the Holy Spirit had placed upon you. And I'm like, okay, if that don't sound like use what's left, I don't know what is. And
yeah, that
so,
sounds like it.
You know, and so I was just really tickled and sitting there trying to behave because, you know, I can go if I have to. But I said, I'm going to behave, see what's happening. And he said, okay, you about to be speaking to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just sitting here to try and use what's left. That's all. We got about 43 minutes or something like that. So I'm going to use what's left, but that's all right with you.
That's all God. You know, because, again, when we're walking in everything that he's gifted us with and you just sharing, you know, she shared with, she's getting ready to re-release a book that God gave her a couple years ago, but she's made some modifications to it and she's bringing it back out. And you're getting ready to launch this one. We're at birthing time, man. It is birthing time. It's harvest time. And so many people got to realize where they are. And all you got to do is move. I'm telling you, I'm seeing so much fruit being produced. All you have to do is move. That's all. That's all.
That's it.
So I thank you for your diligence because, I mean, you're doing some great things in the community. You're doing some great things to empower the men, encourage the men. And the women are watching as well. So, you know, we thank you so much for what you're doing. Because you're doing some great things on Facebook and everywhere else and, you know, teaming up with a lot of nonprofits, teaming up with a lot of people, and people don't realize that collaboration can really push some things forward in a whole nother realm.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, and I want to respectfully make a correction. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just trying to be in a placement of being a vessel. And
okay.
I don't get it because with some of the things that you have mentioned, it ain't nothing but God. It wasn't something a lot. Most of what's going on isn't things that I just sought out on my own volition. It truly has been the Spirit of God placing me in the right place at the right time, such as tonight, to be able to, you know, use what's left of my little broken self. And so I don't get it twisted. I am very much excited and about my men, about the community, but I'm really excited about the queens that have been stepping up. And I just want to go on record, and mainly from your Inspire to Inspire network and some of the affiliations there that we share mutually, the women have just really been stepping up. I've had a couple similar to yourself that have offered feedback saying, "Doc, we really appreciate what you're doing. We're encouraged. We're inspired. We're covering you." And I was like, wow. And so I'm just really trying to tune in to that and remain obedient, remain available to what he has for me to do. Because one of the things that I truly understand is, but for the grace of God, when we were serving the homeless, when we're working with the disenfranchised, when we're working with those people that may just have a momentary setback in their life, that could be any of us. You know, that could be you, that could be me, that could be anybody, any of the callers on this broadcast, but for the grace of God. And so I've learned not to get consumed in self and just try to be a servant, because he says in my favorite book, the Undisputed Number One bestseller, he says, "The greatest of thee will be a servant." And so I just attempt as best I can to do that, to make a difference. And I had a young lady that I blessed with a copy of my book, and it was a young lady that called and told me, she said, "You know, Doc, you got angels that are covering you." And she started to share her story, and she was actually attempting to share with me how she didn't have a college degree, and she didn't have this, and she didn't have that. And I said, "Hold on, sister, let me, if I may respectfully slow you down. First and foremost, how dare you slap the Father in the face, because he's blessed you with a ministry that is thriving. He's blessed you with the ability to impact people's lives in ways that some people with education would never even think to do." So I said, "If you would do me a favor, please don't tell me what you don't have no more. How about we focus on what God has blessed you with beyond your absence of credentials, what he's blessed you with beyond your own wildest imagination, what he's blessed you with far beyond what you think you deserve." And after we, by the time we got off the phone, she was like, "You know, Doc, I'm not going to use that word. I don't know more." So I was like, you know, and it's things like that that we all, especially now, need to tap into is, let's stop looking at the empty part of the glass. Let's look at the full part and look what we have. Look at how big our God is instead of how big our problems are, and began to walk in that, as Angela was saying earlier. And I touch and agree with her 100%. Watching the things that you do and allow the Spirit to do through you has been inspirational. And, you know, we talk on occasion, but it is like just amazing to watch the growth, the different opportunities, just by being obedient that have come your way. And so, anybody that's sitting out here on this call tonight, I want to encourage you that you too, if you walk in alignment and you seek out your purpose, because you're on the line with the mid-purpose of the midwife of purpose birthing every week. So why not go ahead and get your blessing? Like Mary say, go get it, go get it. Are you still there, Miss On Fire?
Yes, I am here. I am here. You made me think about something. My spiritual father said something recently. He said, "You have to make your confession line up with your revelation." So make your what you're saying out of your mouth line up with what God is giving you until you see manifestation. I said, whoo, that's power pack right there. Make your confession line up with your revelation until you see manifestation. I'm like, man, that right there is, you're being intentional about your words. You're being intentional about your thoughts because God wants us to be strategic. He wants us to be intentional, and he wants us to live the life that he's created for us. But we can't do it walking in fear. We got to step out in the boldness that he's given us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do it with our heads held high even when the sun ain't shining. Do it with our head held high when there are no cheerleaders around. Do it with our head held high when people are telling us that you got to be out your mind. Because just like David, when he ran around the church and ran out of his clothes, folks were like, who that fool? But you saw the end result, you know. And so we have to be bold and courageous and walk like that in whatever it is that we know our purpose, our God-given purpose is. And it may not be your day job. It may not be rearing kids. It may not be, I mean, the gifts that he has for us come in so many different ways. And so one of the things that I'm learning and really being intentional and strategic about is learning from listening. And as I try to, you know, move through practice of the strategies that helped me come back from broken that I'm about to release in my new book of Use What's Left. One of those key strategies is to reinvent oneself. And that really is a daily ongoing practice that should never stop. And so all of us can reinvent ourselves. It doesn't have to be something significant or huge. It can just be I want to better today than I was yesterday at anything. And so I'm really excited about what God is doing, what he's showing me. I was on a phone call last night with a colleague of mine, and he and I have been working on some projects together, and he got a phone call, potentially significant venture that neither of us saw coming. And we talked a little further today, and I'm like, my God, that's one of them, as in the words of Miss On Fire to Inspire, that's one of them blow your mind blessings. we going to remain prayerful that it comes to fruition, because at this point it's still in the early stages. But I'm going to take on the mantle of what Sister Angela shit. It's like, we ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening, because we definitely, definitely need to hear those words of wisdom. You know, again, you know, there's so many people that are just still kind of being stagnant, and I'm saying no more, no more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually play some things I'm being led to. So I want y'all to hold tight and listen up, okay? One of the pieces is entitled Pregnant with Purpose. It's from On Fire to Inspire. It's from the book, but this is the actual audio CD. So I want you guys to listen to this piece called Pregnant with Purpose.
Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
Now that piece is entitled Pregnant with Purpose. And God gave me that piece. He said many times, you know, most of the pieces that I have in that book, throughout the book, are just power nuggets that you can just read and just kind of get another burst of energy, you know, give you another second wind. And so this next one I'm going to play for you is called Dare to Dream. And after I play the second one, Doc, I'm going to see what your response is, okay?
Awesome.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
Those two pieces are both from On Fire to Inspire, the book, but it's actually from the audio book. All of the sounds that you hear in the background are from Third Heaven Sound, and the vocals are actually done by myself. So, Dr. Womack, what do these pieces say to you? Dare to dream and pregnant with purpose. Are they befitting for tonight?
I think they would be most appropriate, and ooh-wee. Ooh-wee is my response, first and foremost. And dare to dream certainly has a special significance to me, to yourself, and to somebody that's sitting out here that's not quite sure to embrace that dream as they dare to dream it. But what I would love to share with someone out there is that in the process of daring to dream and walk by faith and not by sight to the point where that dream becomes that manifestation, as you were just sharing in the segment before you went to the music. And I just am so hoping to help others to begin to realize their dream, because I've been walking in my dream for about 2 years now, where I finally quit procrastinating, quit walking, or quit running away from the calling on my life as a servant. Some will say minister. I'm yet not ready to accept the pastoralship just yet in a formal capacity, although there have been several people that have happened in my path that have suggested that. And I'm trying to remain obedient, and if that's what he asks, that's what it'll be. But I really believe that there's a need for me to be outside of four walls. I want to be in his will, but I don't think he's calling me to be inside of four walls on a pulpit with a stuffy suit on every week. I think my ministry is in the streets, in the bowels of where the madness is happening. And that's kind of how my network is evolving, from the community compilation that we do once a month for right now, for some of the upcoming events we have in the fall with the Spiritual Mechanics. We're intentionally going, people are hurting that. And sometimes people that are hurting are not in the church. Now, there's some hurt folks in the church too, but but that's a whole different conversation. We're going to try and find from whence we came, you know, and I really am excited that, because that is a dream of mine, to be able to prevent somebody from going through some of the pure D double hockey sticks that I went through. And likewise, my brothers, Dr. Clark and Dr. Jenkins, we just had a powerful, powerful conversation about our strategy for the fall and going into next year. So just looking forward to stepping out on our dreams and helping others to realize theirs. And that's part of what the Spiritual Mechanics are going to be doing, is to help people find the tools, find the strategies, find that prayer life and that spiritual existence to help them to be able to walk in their dreams, walk boldly, as you had suggested.
Yes, 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 yes. I appreciate you tonight. I thank you so much for dialing in and giving those action-packed words of wisdom. And we have one more caller that wants to share this evening, so I thank you very much.
Awesome, awesome. Always a pleasure. Be blessed, and go be amazing.
All right, thank you. Welcome to On Fire Inspire. Live. Who do I have with us this evening?
Hey, Aaliyah. This is Wakinda.
Hi, Wakinda. How are you?
I am great. I just wanted to call in. I got really excited when I saw the title of the show tonight, because I know that there's sometimes where I know for myself that I still need some courage. you know, and God, you know, told Joshua several times to be strong and of a good courage. He didn't say it once, you know, he said it several times so that there was something there that, you know, he had needed to remind Joshua, look, I've got this for you. It's already yours, but I need you to have the courage to go ahead and walk over and possess it. And so I've been really encouraged just to listen to everything that's been said thus far. And we know that the Lord has already let us know that we do have his stamp of approval. And as Angel was talking a little bit earlier, what I was hearing was that someone needed to hear that it's not too late. And at first I was like, I don't know if I want to say anything. So it took courage even for me to get off of mute and say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say what I hear. I could just sit on it.
Right.
But there may be somebody who I'm coming to encourage somebody, because there may be somebody there that feels like it's not that it's too late. And even in one of your pieces, you said it's not too late. And so they know that there's been something, a dream, a desire that they've had, and maybe they felt like the time has passed. But I'm just here to say that the time has not passed. It's not too late. And in the spite of sometimes people have regrets and say, well, I didn't do this, as Dr. Womack was talking about the young lady as far as college is concerned. But I just want to say that it's not too late. It's not too late. And we've heard, we've seen in the news, we've seen different things. I, even with my own testimony some years ago, I always had the desire. I did have the desire to go to college. But I decided to start a family, have children, get married, have children, all of that. And but that desire never left. And when I tell you that once I decided, I made a decision, I did what I needed to do, and even there were some things that were kind of attached to that that I needed to do. But when I tell you that God opened the door not only for me to get my graduate degree, but also to have it paid for, and I did this while raising two, while taking care of two girls by myself. So I thank God that it's not too late. It was years down the line, but it's not too late. So I just call just to encourage somebody. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what you think your income is. It doesn't matter your geographical location. None of that matters, because if that's the dream that God has given you, it's not too late. Don't be don't succumb to regrets and all of that. It's not too late, because someone needs to hear your voice. There's something that you have that somebody needs.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear your voice. And so I just wanted to share that with you, with your audience, Aaliyah. And I thank God for you, and I'm excited. I've, you know, I feel like, as you say so many times, like turning some Holy Ghost cartwheels, you know. So I'm really excited about this, and I thank God, and I'm receiving tonight, but I knew that also I wanted to give, and so I bless God for you. I bless God for you and for this platform. And as everyone else has said, you know, he said, the Lord said, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So this is just the beginning, and we thank God for increase and for expansion for you. So we bless God for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for stepping out in courage and walking in your boldness as you press that one to share that with us. And we really, really appreciate it. And I really want to just kind of piggyback off of what you said. You're exactly right. It's not too late. Because I interviewed a lady last year that said she was in her 50s. She's retired. She's now written, I think, about 12 books. And she said, I'm now living the life that God created me for me to live. She said, I had to turn 50 years old before I realized I was living. Then I have another lady that's realizing her dream of being a filmmaker and director at 65. Then I have, you know, I'm hearing so many testimonies. So I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. As long as you have breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. So don't allow age to be a deterrent, because if God still has it on your heart, it's time to do it. It's time to do it. So thank you so much.
Aaliyah, can I say this? And as you were saying that, what I was hearing is maximize. So what God is going to do, so maybe you are in your 60s, maybe you're in your 70s, maybe you're in your 80s. And sometimes, you know, we have that habit of thinking, well, gosh, if I had done it sooner. But let me tell you, when you step out, God is going to maximize your time. He's going to maximize your time. He's going to redeem the time. So the time of greatest impact is now. It wasn't then, but it's now. And so we bless God that he is maximizing the time now. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm glad you shared that because as you shared that, it made me think about people that are in transition. I've had many people reach out to me recently that are in transition. And as they're in transition and, you know, middle age, I mean, a lot of women go through this around 35, 40, you know, they're no longer wanting to do what they used to do, but they have, you know, new things in their heart to do. And so, you know, I praise God because even for those ladies or men that are in transition, understand that greater is already here. You're not waiting on greater to get here. It's already here. And the greatness that's already on the inside of you, all you got to do is walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for pressing that one and stepping out in your courage and sharing with us this evening.
Thank you, Aaliyah, for this platform and the space. I appreciate you.
You are so welcome. Thanks again for listening in. Guys, we have some amazing guests down in tonight. I told you guys you were going to be my guest since my guest had, I guess, an emergency arise. But, you know, the show must go on because this is ministry for me, you know. Press one if you'd like to share, if you had a comment or you had a testimony that you had where you're walking in your gifts and talents that God has called you to. Because I'm telling you, all three callers that have dialed in has blessed somebody because it's blessed me just to listen to them. So I'm telling you, it is just, and this has been an awesome, awesome platform tonight. It's so funny because it was already in my heart that we were going to have to go in a different direction. I just didn't know exactly what we were going to be doing. Because I didn't know that Ann had an emergency. But, you know, God is so faithful. And I tell you, regardless of what it looks like, what you've been through, what it feels like, God has not limited anything that's on the inside of you. The vastness of who you are is still there. All you got to do is walk in it. All you got to do is shift your mindset into thinking and seeing intentionally what you want to see. What is it that you want to see? Start seeing it. Start intentionally visualizing it. Because if you can make that vision your confession and take that confession and because that's now your revelation and make it line up and your mouth speaks what you want to see versus what you see. Because, see, one of the things I learned from my pastor, Pastor Zoe, she said that if you keep speaking what you're speaking, what you're saying, you're going to keep getting what you're saying. So you keep speaking it, you're going to keep getting it. But I dare you to start speaking what you want to see until you see it manifest. So I'm telling you, it is time to walk in the newness and the boldness that God has called you to. No more existing. It's time to start living the life that God has created you to live. Again, the books are available. On Fire to Inspire is available as an ebook, a paperback, and an audiobook. You heard two pieces from the audiobook a few minutes ago. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Any of our books are found on online through Amazon or Kindle. You have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations is another book that I've written. You have a children's book that's in English and Spanish with a music CD. It's called A Learning Book Just For Me. So it teaches kids foundational English and Spanish. And I am working on another one to go along with the children's line. So I tell you, God is doing some multiple births, and I'm so excited about it. I'm like, oh, Lord, how you got me working on all this stuff at one time? But it's nobody but him. And if he's equipped me, he's equipped you too, because he's not a respected person. If it's in you to do it, don't sit on it. Because you're a blessing to somebody else. They're waiting on you. I might not be able to reach them, but you will. So don't sit on it. Don't make them wait any longer. Do what he's called you to. Walk out in the boldness that he's called you to. Be courageous, because it's already in you. The greatness is already in you. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'm here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 p.m. Central. Tell your family, tell your friends to bring them and bring them on. Tell them and share it, because someone needs to hear this word of encouragement and motivation and inspiration. Each and every guest that I bring on each week are walking in their gifts and talents and abilities. And so it's time for you to do the same. Thanks again. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed week and a blessed night.